live edition of Blacklisted Radio. It's good to be back. It's the 13th day of August 2017. I'm your host, Doug Owen. As always, you can join me on air, 800-313-9443. You can hit me up via Twitter. BLN Radio is the handle. And you can text the show, putting that out there right from the jump, 512-222-3067. We're also going to be taking phone calls in the second half of the show. So let's load those phone banks if you'd like to get on air and talk about any of the things that are happening. North Korea, big talking point, of course. The violence that is escalated over the weekend in Virginia at the University of Virginia. We'll talk about that a lot. A lot to get into. Should be a jam-packed show. Go to blacklistedradio.com. That is the mothership of this program, if you will. We have interactive content. We have exclusive features. All sorts of cool stuff there. You can be part of the chat room. Meet the ambassadors like Murr Bailey that are there. Not only gut-checking me, but providing tons of good information and alternative points, counterpoints to what I'm saying. So always a fun place to be during the broadcast. We do it Sundays at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. So let's get right into what's happening in Charlottesville, North Carolina. Jason Kessler, who is a self-described journalist, activist, and author from Charlottesville, is known for his investigating reporting on his website, and he put together this demonstration defending what he says is an attack on Western civilization. The Unite the Right rally happened Saturday, and a lot has happened. I've been watching this quite carefully, quite closely, and we have a lot of information at blacklistednews.com for you to check out. So anyway, Mr. Kessler, along with the Daily Stormer, a very popular quote-unquote alt-right website, for whatever that's worth, you can go to the ADL's website if you'd like to get some background on what is happening. Of course, I'm saying that half in jest, but they are all over this. They are actively on the ground, and the situation went from pretty quiet. We had an anti-fascist or Antifa, which is a nice way to say it. I don't know why you want to church it up. Anti-fascist sounds more serious. Antifa, I don't know. Just bad branding in my mind if you're going to have a group. They are a group that receives a lot of funding from George Soros, who always has his hand in the cookie pot. When it comes right down to it, we had idiots with torches and masked paid thugs brawling in the streets of America. And as James Woods has put it, it has become America Thunderdome. And, the tiki torches, the rally that happened looked very much like, something you would have seen in the 1950s, 1960s, KKK-type rally. Ton of different groups that have descended upon the university. They were actually allowed, this group, Unite the Right, to have the rally. The ACLU and the Rutherford Institute had sued on the behalf of this group to have a peaceful protest. And for the most part, it was. Kind of creepy, the tiki torches. They remind me exactly of what we saw in the Ukraine. I mean, you take the United Right Front, and that's just what I'm going to call this blanket, all of these people. You take those pictures and put them right alongside the Ukrainian neo-Nazis. The parallels are uncanny. Julian Assange had tens of thousands of retweets of a post that we put out and retweeted on my personal BLN radio account of these pictures of this group and the Ukrainian neo-Nazis that the liberals and Hillary Clinton and the left completely supported in Kiev, and we've seen what has transpired there in the Ukraine. So before we get into the morality of this, or the point that's being made. There is a move to get rid of Confederate generals and other statues celebrating the Confederate soldiers. And this is, in my mind, you know, part of the cultural revolution that's happening in the United States of America. Let's forget our past. Let's forget our history and all of these things and make people feel good and happy. And I think that is just it's unfortunate. I mean, if anything else, you want to remember Robert E. Lee. You want to remember what these people said, especially if you oppose them, because they were very powerful people and very relevant to their own citizenry. I mean, it goes beyond just, you know, did they own slaves or were they pro-slave or anti-slave at the time? I mean, you know, we have statues and monuments of Abraham Lincoln, and he said on multiple occasions that he did not believe that blacks were equal, did not believe that we should have integration. And there has been a push. There was a push at the time, and it succeeded, I guess, in the years of Monroe, where they sent African slaves, Americanized slaves, back to Africa, to Liberia, to create a place called Monrovia. You want to look at hell on earth? You want to see some really, really horrendous things that are happening? I won't go into it here on the show, just for the sake of brevity, but Monrovia, Liberia, places like that have turned out really, really bad. Cannibal, tranny, warlords, people eating babies. I could go on and on. I know I'm a little off topic here. But when it comes to revolutionizing the United States and becoming a more fairer place, if that's even a real thing, you can, you know, mandate and create lots of laws to try to make everybody equal. But I just think that that is, you know, really the definition of insanity at the end of the day. I don't think it's the government's role to decide how people interact with one another and, you know, the who you hire, who you shouldn't hire, all of those things. It's just not an equal proportional function of government. Now you're seeing this, especially in the last couple of years, a complete backlash towards everything that is considered evil and white, and that is Western civilization itself. So there's a lot of reasons why I think that the monument should stand as a reminder of the good and bad people did, especially of and how they're relevant to their own communities. People like Robert E. Lee, you know, Texas history, we learn about Robert E. Lee, the Confederacy, all of that. I don't know if kids do today or if there's any relevance to that, but it was much, much more complicated than just slavery, which the whole issue has been pretty much, when it comes to Civil War, summated or simplified into, you know, it was the war of freeing the slaves. And we could talk a lot about, and I'm not going to, another thing I'm not going to talk about, every other nation across the globe was able to get rid of slavery, integrate slaves into modern day society, giving them equal rights, integrating black populations at the time. Many different people were slaves under many different dynasties and the British Empire, monarchy, and beyond and before. But there was definitely much easier and better ways to take care of that. So the Civil War wasn't necessary, and there's a lot of history there. We shouldn't forget the history, regardless of what side of history that you would like to be on or which side you side with. We should not forget our history. That is very dangerous, and that's something that's being pushed forward. So I think a lot of these people obviously are personally offended, and see some of these people see Robert E. Lee as a hero to their ideology. So tearing down a monument, although just a statue of a guy that lived a long time ago. You know, I think the glorification of war heroes themselves, whether they were Confederate or U.S., is kind of it's turning people in war into demagogues. And I think that in general is bad. So it's not – that's why I don't really have this personal vested interest in saving memorials. I understand why people want to tear them down and why lots of other people want to stand them right back up. So anyway, so we have this clash of cultures. The Antifa were calling to arms the people. How dare us let these people, no matter how vile and ugly you think that their rhetoric may be, sit there with their tiki torches, walking through the night, chanting, you know, the Jews will not let us, will not push us out. The blacks will not push us out. I think it's, you know, it's a tempered response considering things that we hear from other groups that want the same amount of equal rights. Black Lives Matter is systemically racist. They are getting federal funding, and lots of George Soros funded NGOs are giving these demonstrators that are, you know, ready to go to battle. I mean, you know, that's one of the things I think is kind of strange about it. You have all of these guys that are part of the Right to Unite, and they've got shields. They've got GoPro cameras, battle helmets on. They're ready to get into this fist fight with, you know, these other paid stooges that are out there thinking that, you know, that you're going to compel or somehow stopping these people from walking around with tiki torches is, you know, some glorious thing. We're battling for the Republic and all of these things that, you know, these people really do believe, and they believe that their beliefs and their ideologies are so important and so virtuous, and that this is an altruistic mission that they are on. Both sides really feel this. So what do we have to do? We have to go and beat the other people we don't like. We have to gear up and kill them, which, you know, sorry, but I don't see that really having a profound impact one way or another. And if you like to get into fights, I think that right now part of that is depressionary, the economy, the lack of jobs has really opened up a lot of people to basically LARPing, live-action role-playing superhero warriors battling in the streets, pretending that their ideology is somehow more virtuous than the other. Well, we have this video and this incident where a man drove over James Alex Fields. He has been now identified as running over, killing one, injuring 19 Antifa. Now, I watched this video, I don't know, several times, several different vantage points, viewpoints, angles, from several sources, from Fox News to RT, all over the map. The one thing I cannot see in the video is what led to Mr. Fields Jr. ramming his car into these people. Now, behind him, some of those peaceful protesters, there's one gentleman that has a bat, and he's banging the car. My question would be, were they banging the car? Were they trying to attack this man before he decided to gun it? That is not being discussed, and it's not that I think it's okay to run over people. If you drive down to you know, where all the leftists and Antifa are basically rioting and protesting, you're probably asking for trouble. You're probably looking to get into a fight because most of these people are. That is why they're there, quite honestly. Well, we found out that he is a member of the Vanguard America. It's a white supremacist group, according to the Anti-Defamation League, that opposes multiculturalism and believes that America is an exclusively white nation, using a right-wing nationalist slogan, blood and soil. VA romanticizes the notion that people with white blood have a special bond with the American soil. This philosophy first originated in Germany as Blut und Boden and was later popularized by Hitler's regime. On and on. They've got a lot of, you know, different things that they have come to, I guess, realize about this group and different. I mean, it goes really detailed into different speakers that have attended group meetings. And so now they're connected. And, of course, you know, making these connections with people like James Alex Fields Jr., who is now the – I mean, the left couldn't have found a better poster child for, you know, ignorant, hateful, white supremacist ideologies, murderers, killers. This is the guy. He has that, you know, extra chromosome look to him. Sorry if you have an extra chromosome. But he has that look. He's living with his mom, you know, so he's a failed millennial. Lives with his mom. A couple years ago, got into quote unquote white supremacy, and now he's hanging out with his, you know, not with his, what they're calling the Hitler haircut. Apparently, you have a really high and tight military dude with this like hipster thing going on. You know, that's an identification marker that you are white supremacist. Blah blah blah. You know, that's it's low hanging fruit for the media. This guy looks like it, and so I mean, the only way that he could be any more picture perfect is if he you know, was a huge Trump donor. I'm sure he's a Trump supporter. And onward, we have the media focusing and criticizing Trump's comments. Now, interestingly enough, you have the Charlottesville mayor. He says there's a direct line between Donald Trump's campaign and this white supremacist rally. He is out there at the forefront of this, if you will. And, I mean, obviously, they are tying now this rumor that Jeff Bannon, who is with, you know, from Breitbart News, who I guess they affectionately call alt-right, which is a great way to try to delegitimize a news source that I think does a lot of great research and you know, news breaking, but I mean a lot of it, and I think they're pretty straight shooters. I think they're very critical of people on the right and left. That makes them a target. If you're willing to criticize, you know, Jeff Sessions and other appointees by Donald Trump, and at the same time be anti-Hillary, you're going to find yourself there. So anyway, there's definitely been a move. You know, the media is trying, as an extension of the CIA, to really destroy the Trump campaign, their agenda, their ability to operate, in the hopes of getting more people to vote Democrat. Of course, you know, can't impeach him. We wanted to impeach him. We wanted to get rid of him, but we don't have the votes, so we need more Democrats. So, if you're really a Democrat political strategist, I mean, there couldn't be anything better than Donald Trump right now, or the Democrat Party. Shows you how lame they really are, that they are not doing a whole lot better. I mean, I don't know how it could be more advantageous for the Democrats than right now. So you have some other interesting things. Before this rally took place, Airbnb was deactivating the accounts of people who were trying to attend the supremacist rally. Now, a lot of you might say, that's great. Good for you, Airbnb. We don't want people going to white supremacist rallies. Well, you know, it's just a matter of time before Airbnb or some other company decides that whatever it is that you are attending, whatever political affiliation you may support, that you are deplorable and not worthy of staying at an Airbnb. Much similar or very similar to what happened with WikiLeaks and PayPal. PayPal Corporation shut down WikiLeaks, took their funding from them, and these Fortune 500 commercial companies are being used as that wedge, as that control factor. We'll talk more, a lot more about it with your phone calls, 800-313-9443. It's Blacklisted Radio.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do 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 do. Who is the girl wearing nothing
Welcome
but a
back,
smile?
America. You're living in Thunderdome where people get their jollies from beating each other up over their political ideologies, and we're trying to save statues of old people that killed in the name of fighting evil. I don't know. It's where we're at. People are pretty upset about it, and it's a great way to divide people. It's a great diversion, I think, in my mind, because, you know, I believe in free speech at its essence. And the people that believe that they are so important that their values and their politics, we talked a lot last week about identity politics, but that it's so much better and they're so much smarter and you're so evil, so we have to come out and punch you in the face. Is I believe you have the right to say things. You don't have the right to punch people or run them over, period, ever. It's not okay. Beyond that, you know, if you want to live in a free society, which I would say a lot of Americans don't right now, you have to accept people's point of views no matter how ignorant or vile you may find them. People have a right to espouse their, you know, religious beliefs. They have a right to have the peaceful assembly, just like any other group. And so I think that you obviously see how the reactionaries out there respond to both. The Antifa, these anarchists, George Soros paid. Provocateurs, they are somehow the heroes in all of this. And of course, you know who the bad guy is. It's Donald Trump. It's got to be. Donald Trump cannot get a break. People are identifying the president and his remarks as indicative of the people that are indicative of the policies that he has put forward. Of course, America's racist, misogynistic, and xenophobic, and that's why those 50 to 60 million people voted for Donald Trump. So, I mean, that scares the hell out of the left. They really do believe that there are that many people that want to kill them out there. So Trump's response, I don't care what this man would have said or could have said, he's not going far enough. And this is interesting. He's not calling out the KKK. He's not calling out neo-Nazis. He's not calling out the alt-right. He's not calling out fascists. He's not calling out these groups by name. And that means that he's not doing enough. And I don't care what you do. I don't care what Donald Trump tweets. It would never be enough to some. And that it's perfectly acceptable and tempered and enough to others. It doesn't matter. A great piece came out of this is the New York Times. Correct me if I'm wrong. But it just kind of goes to my point. Here's a headline. Trump has no credibility when calling for racial calm, rights leaders charge. Most of the people that are called rights leaders are tragedy pimps and get money and get relevance through this. So they love these kind of situations. It only benefits them to the maximum. President Trump's response to Saturday's fatal racial clash in Charlottesville, Virginia, drew widespread criticism on Saturday from civil rights groups and lawmakers on both parties, who said the president did not go far enough to condemn the white supremacists who provoked the violent mayhem. I don't know how far he has to go. And it doesn't matter if he went all the way crazy past the point, I guess, of acceptance in some of these people's minds. If he said, I will personally find each one of these people and murder them, I will punch them in the face, that would not be enough. It would not be enough. So one of the things the internet is now doing, people are doing, because they don't like these mean, evil people that have this horrible viewpoint that is racist and stupid. People are now identifying the Charlottesville Nazis and getting them fired. So this is called doxing. That's an internet term, I guess, for identifying people who are trying to remain anonymous and getting them in trouble, getting them in trouble with their employers, getting them thrown out of their homes, whatever it may be, publicly shaming them, destroying their lives, making them unemployable. I mean, that's what people get off on, this idea that, you know, their lives don't matter at all, that they're not people, that they're not – they don't have families. I don't know what they want them to do. They don't care. They just want to destroy them. Now, what happens to those people? Okay, you destroy them, they commit suicide. Is that good? Is that what you want? I mean, ultimately, is that your goal? And I think a lot of people, you know, just have – they have no plan. They don't care. They'll just destroy people on the internet, and whatever happens to them and their families, it doesn't matter. Because I am morally justified, because I'm virtue signaling here. So anyway, you know, I mean, I think that if you employed one of these guys, you probably know who they are. But anyway, Amanda Froelich has a piece. In case you missed it, all hell broke loose Saturday in Charlottesville, and now the people that are involved are losing their jobs. We'll talk about it on the other side. Phone calls, wide open lines, 800-313-9443, if you please. It's Blacklisted Radio.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and
All right, welcome back. It's Blacklisted Radio here on a Sunday night. Yeah, it really doesn't matter what the president says when it comes to what's happening in Charlottesville, North Carolina. It's a much broader issue, and as some of the chatters were noting, this is identity politics, identifying yourself with your politics, with the belief that somehow you are virtuous and your political ideology and those that oppose it need to be attacked, that you have the right to attack because they're microaggressing against you, man, by saying things that hurt your feelings, make you want to cry, man. That's what's happening there. So I think there are some parallels. 2016, drug overdoses likely killed more Americans than the wars in Vietnam and Iraq. This came out of Market Watch. American consumers, along with that, the parallel would be Americans now have the highest credit card debt in U.S. history. So where do they buy it? Fentanyl. Fentanyl and Oxycontins. Who knows? But we have a huge contingent of people, especially young people, that are heavily invested in unbankruptable government debt for their educations that are not getting them the jobs that they had hoped and have not turned into true career paths. So you have lots of people living at home with their parents. You have this multi-generational home dwellings now that are, becoming more and more common. You have to take on, a lot of people in the household to be able to pay those bills in a lot of places. So that's becoming more common. And I always think that when I look at most of the issues, most of the problems, most of the things that divide us and make us, angry at one another. It comes down to money. You know, when you look at the majority reason that people in this country, around the world, get divorced, what destroys marriages is money, lack thereof, mismanagement of their own wealth. It's very damaging, and I think that this leads to lots of people on the streets complaining about whether it's Donald Trump that's ruining their lives or whether it was Barack Obama that was ruining their lives. There's a lot of built-up strife, and if people do not have a path forward, they do not have a hope for a better tomorrow, you're going to have a lot of people running around with shields and billy clubs and baseball bats whacking each other. It's pretty sad. Money. I know some of you may be interested in this. Serial entrepreneur launches kosher cryptocurrency only for Jews. One of the things that I think is pretty funny is they're calling this Bitcoin. Russian entrepreneur Vikhilav Semenchuk has announced plans for an ICO, an initial coin offering of the world's first kosher digital currency aimed at specifically Jewish communities across the globe. Bitcoin, which comes from the Hebrew word priest, has been created to simplify payments within Jewish communities, according to this guy. At the same time, Bitcoin can be bought by anyone. So it's, you know, it's like a kosher dill pickle. You can buy them. You can enjoy a Hebrew national hot dog. You can buy those at the store. You don't have to be a rabbi. You don't have to attend the bris or any of those things. You don't have to have a dreidel. You can just buy it. I think it's pretty ingenious because, you know, there is that correlation between banking, money management, diamonds, gold dealers, jewelry dealers, and the Jews. And they do have a pretty, at least a lot of them do have a kind of racist ideology. A lot of them will not marry outside the tribe. Now, they'll go and have sex with other people. They'll have sex with black people and sex with, you know, Protestants. But when it comes to marrying, you got to take a Jew home. You got to take a Jewish person home. So there is a lot of that. I mean, and, you know, to say that makes you an anti-Semite, I'm just stating the obvious. I mean, you ask, you know, people that come out of strong Jewish families, if they're going to take a goy back to home to meet mom, not so much. So not so much interesting thing here, but I think it's kind of brilliant, you know, because there's going to be a lot of people that they're getting press and national interest, maybe global interest in this cryptocurrency, especially when they're hot. I mean, Bitcoin just blew through the $4,000 mark. Ethereum is up. Makes me happy. Yay. Because I don't know. I just got into – I missed the wave. I felt like I missed the opportunity to become a cryptocurrency billionaire. And so I became interested in Ethereum and just the idea of buying cryptocurrencies just to kind of check them out to see how they work and, you know, what kind of technical platforms that are available and exchanges and things. So I bought some Ethereum, which you need if you want to jump into the Bitcoin cryptocurrency for Jews. So I guess, you know, it's like a kosher pickle. I mean, people think they're good because, you know, rabbis bless them. And they have some music going on in the background when they make them at the pickle plant. Fire McMaster urges pro-Israeli group backed by Sheldon Adelson. Sheldon Adelson is like the Lex Luthor to George Soros, right? Recently, we had many people in the IDF and even Benjamin Netanyahu identifying George Soros as a threat to Israel. Pretty strange. He's a Hungarian Jew, but when he was a kid, he did help Jews get onto trains. So, and he said that was some of the best times in his life. During a recent interview, he said it was great. It was dangerous, and he helped his dad work to, you know, kill Jews. He's a Jew. Whatever. That's it's got to be an interesting dichotomy. It just kind of shows you the mindset of George Soros. He has no ideology other than fascism. All of these groups that he uses to protest and to go against these nations and laws and things that he is against or pro always seems to benefit George Soros. So his ideologies is I don't think that he's truly a Zionist. I think that's why a lot of the true Zionists or people that are really very pro-Israel don't like him. Don't like him and see him as a threat. Anyway, Sheldon Adelson's on the other side of that. He is a proud, staunch Zionist, a big supporter of – actually, he was really spending a lot of money to try to defeat Donald Trump. So that food for thought. He has been a huge funder of the Republican Party and Likud in Israel, Netanyahu, and others. So he spent a lot of money on politics, made a lot of money in Vegas, owned gambling organizations. Now he owns media organizations, kind of like a Jeff Bezos. Went from Amazon to media empire in the Washington Post. This came from The Intercept. President Donald Trump's White House is being put in an awkward position of having to choose sides between major donors and its own senior staffers. On Wednesday night, a right-wing pro-Israel lobby group funded largely by the Adelson family, which also gave millions to Trump's presidential campaign and inauguration. Okay, maybe I got that wrong earlier. I knew that he had spent some money, but I thought he went against Donald Trump. So he's on the side of Trump. Launched a broadside attack against National Security Advisor Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster, which supposedly he had met with George Soros. He's a Soros guy. You know, I don't know. You have to, you know, consider the source on some of this, you know, backdoor intelligence that we're getting in the mainstream media. Anyway, this Zionist organization announced Monday that it was undertaking a review of McMaster's record on Israel, according to an exclusive story in the right-wing website. I mean, this sign, it came from Breitbart. The right-wing website, Breitbart. So, you know, what's not good for the goose isn't good for the gander. And his record on Israel is of much concern. You know, when we talk about the Russians intervening in U.S. politics, did they steal the election for Donald Trump? I'll tell you one thing. They're not benefiting, are they? Not benefiting at all from helping, if you believe that. And, of course, I'm saying this in jest. But when it comes to the amount of influence the Israelis have in U.S. politics, nobody seems to be that concerned about it. Now, why? Why is that not a concern? Why do we think that they have our best interests at heart? Why do you think that Israel is such a great ally to the United States? Because people on the TV tell you, of course, yes, yes, yes. Anyway, the Israeli court has now issued a mandate. Netanyahu must reveal calls with Sheldon Adelson. Sheldon Adelson has a lot of power in Jerusalem, and when he calls, BB picks up the phone. Israel's Supreme Court ruled Monday that Benjamin Netanyahu must reveal phone call logs with the U.S. casino mogul Sheldon Adelson and former editor of his free newspaper in Israel. That's right. As police press ahead with the investigation into corruption cases involving the prime minister. Interesting. Interesting, the relationship here. Sheldon Adelson, you're going to hear a lot more about him, I think, probably at least on this show. McMaster, definitely under fire. Bannon, under fire. Donald Trump, chaos in the White House. More at 9. I mean, that's, you know, almost become the you know, norm. And I don't know. Rumors of wars, rumors of people leaving the fold. Where it, you know, falls out, where the chips fall, we will follow. One of the things that Sheldon Adelson, George Soros, lots of no good, bad people that have nefarious agendas are able to do is put pressure on advertisers. It's one of the things that really does control our free, alleged free press today. You have to take in money, take in revenue. Jeff Bezos sent out a memorandum to Washington Post staff and said, "Do not publicly criticize our sponsors." It's a nice way of saying, don't do any investigations into the Clorox company because they gave us millions of dollars, guys. Those kind of things. So they are compromised. They have their hands behind their back. One of the things that Alex Jones, who some of you probably love, a lot of you probably love, some of you probably hate, one of the things that he's been able to do is keep himself pretty independent. He doesn't have to rely on advertiser funding any longer because he has his own Alex Jones InfoWars store where he sells a variety of supplements, and people love it. InfoWars Life, virility pills, all sorts of things are going on there. Not just water filters and iodine, but a huge bevy of products, kind of like Onnit Labs, which was founded from here in Austin from a guy who really was able to do that by advertising through the Joe Rogan podcast and made all of his money off the Fleshlight. Anyway, so that's why I think of, you know, supplement manufacturers. The FDA is going to, you know, is one flank or one attack on this. But anyway, BuzzFeed News spent a lot of time trying to figure out this network and to, you know, basically debunk the products that Alex Jones is selling. They had a company, Labdoor, based in San Francisco, that did tests and grades dietary supplements. They looked at all of the Alex Jones products. They guesstimate, and I like how they do this. They've gone out of their way to try to quantify. They don't know how much money he's making, but they think that he makes, basically they think that he's hauling in $15 million in sales over a two-year period. So let's say he's making about $7.5 million roughly off of InfoWars Life and those products. Who knows? You know, and they're saying, well, if the average cost of a price of or the average cost of a supplement bottle is $30, he could sell 500 during a show, or he could sell, you know, 1,000 during the show, which, you know, how do you quantify that? I don't know. So he's probably doing pretty well. He's got a really big operation, and they go to painless or this painstaking process to try to debunk it. And as I'm reading through it, you know, everything, they're like, well, it's basically what he says, and yeah, it's pretty close, or, you know, this zinc formula here didn't have as much zinc as we thought it should, or didn't have enough zinc according to the AMA to really benefit you. But, you know, by and large, it was supposed to be this huge indictment on Alex Jones, and it kind of turned out to be, you know, I mean, probably not going to be a game changer for your life, but it's definitely not going to kill you, and it's pretty close to what it's labeled as. And then, you know, then it's, you know, ultimately up to, you know, science to determine if you take this much of vitamin A, it's going to have this kind of, you know, return benefit. If I take vitamin D, I'm going to have energy or whatever it may be. I mean, supplements, you know, that's what they are. They're supplements. They may or may not help you. I think most people know that. And a lot of people must really believe in the products because he is doing well. He is doing well under fire, and he really is making people, whether you hate him or love him, he's the media hates him because they're not able to destroy him. They're not able to go to PayPal. They're not able to go to all these different companies to put pressure on him. They can't destroy him like they can destroy Sean Hannity. They can't go after, you know, his advertisers. I mean, I'm sure they try. He does have people that advertise for him, but not in love with Alex Jones, but I just find the phenomena, the focus of you know, so much of the mainstream media, it's almost surreal that they're talking about Alex Jones. That Stephen Colbert is, you know, doing monologues and jokes about Alex Jones. One of the things that I have been following is the first genetically engineered food that is now hitting the market. If you haven't heard about Aqua Bounty Salmon, you should. Aqua Bounty Salmon is a GMO variety. It's being considered by people in Canada as a great hit. It's funny. Boing Boing is one of these blogs that I do like to follow when it comes to privacy and a lot of techie stuff. They're definitely on on the pulse of it, but when it comes to their politics, they're just so stinky left and so, you know, happy to pump nonstop, you know, anti-Trump rhetoric amongst it that, you know, you get a little tired of it, you know, because your tint and your agenda becomes so obvious when it's not balanced. But what is this show, right? Blacklisted Radio. 800-313-9443 or text me 512-222-3067. More moments.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Welcome back to Blacklisted Radio. Very interesting conversation going on in the Blacklisted Radio chat room. Check it out at blacklistedradio.com. You can call in 800-313-9443. GMO salmon. People are saying it's great. $5.30 a pound. Pretty reasonable compared to what you'd pay for regular old salmon caught in the rivers of the United States of America or Canada. So people are excited about it. Just the beginning. I was looking at the NBC lawsuit about the pink slime that's in your kids' lunches at school, and they're naming Diane Sawyer directly in this lawsuit. You believe you see how hard it is. Even if the mainstream media wants to be critical of GMO salmon or pink slime, how quickly those that are making money off of it are there to destroy them. Even Diane Sawyer, not above this. Now, Monsanto got a little bit of negative attention this week. It was now revealed that their own ghostwriter was writing some of their own safety reviews. Now, I've talked about the Joe Rogan podcast and how he had this lady on, forget her name, a couple weeks ago, and I was listening, and man, just made Roundup sound like it was the most, you know, safe thing out there. It's not a big deal if you have Roundup in your breast milk and you think that you're being poisoned. You're just stupid. I don't think that he bought in, but nonetheless, you know, the indictments against Monsanto, its practices, its direct disregard for health, and you know, this speaks to it. You know, all of them love to go back to, it's peer reviewed. Well, who reviewed it? Well, this guy we paid to tell you it's safe. Oh well, you know, that is stunning scientific proof, my friends. Human embryos have now been genetically altered for the first time in the United States of America. That used to be a debate whether or not we should be using the CRISPR gene editing machine to, you know, inject or to remove DNA from the strands of human beings. I, you know, the mainstream media, you know, somebody was saying in the chat room, you know, now I appreciate the fact that they're so upset by Donald Trump. I do too. I mean, I really am, but almost nothing that matters to the American people is being discussed. We're not having any kind of intelligent debate about things like altering human beings. Unknown Country had a pretty good write-up. Researchers have recently performed the first genetic modification of the human embryo in the United States, paving the way for the potential to alter humans using the CRISPR gene editing technique. Previous genetic modification experiments were carried out by researchers in China, but this experiment conducted at the Oregon Health and Science University is suspected to be the first successful statewide endeavor. Yeah, no. It's been happening for a long, long time, and God only knows what island of Dr. Moreau type things are happening. You know, if you ever seen the movie The Island, Philip K. Dick's, you know, dystopic. You know, this is just the beginning. Man, at the end of the show, we thought I had another 13 minutes to go. Don't eat the salmon. Watch out. If you're out there battling and LARPing against the Antifa or the United Right. I don't know. We'll keep monitoring it here on the back channel from the bunker. I want to thank all of you for being part of this show. And thank you so much for your continued support. Go to blacklistedradio.com if you'd like to do that. This is Doug Owen saying, peace.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.